Howdy, how y'all doing out there today, man? Hope y'all doing well today. Hope everything going well with y'all, man. Hope y'all are high in the spirit of Father Yahweh and Mother Rock, the Holy Spirit, and I hope that your day is covered in the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, which is Jesus, King of Nazareth. Just hope y'all having a blessed day, man. We have to take life one step at a time. We have to move one step at a time, you know, and stay anointed, stay humble, stay patient, lose pride. You know what I'm saying? And take everything that we have gained from the Father in our mind and use it to our power. Use it to, you know what I'm saying, the will that he has given us, which is his will. So when you step into the Father will, you got to understand that there's so much power behind his will. You know what I'm saying? You're no longer in your will. So you, as you walk into his will, you understand that his superior mind, his superior authority. You know what I'm saying? His ultimate goal. You know what I'm saying? What he want to achieve for us. You know what I'm saying? So we have to, you know what I'm saying, walk in it and knowing that it will happen because it is him. You know what I'm saying? We're covered in the blood of Yeshua. You know what I'm saying? And Mother Rock, Holy Spirit is with us. We got wisdom, you know what I'm saying, with us. And we just got to move accordingly, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like once you continue to walk on this journey, you know what I'm saying, and be humble as possible and patient as possible, you start to see things float through in your life the way you never saw it before because our Father opened doors for us to bless us. You know what I'm saying? According to how we move with him in life. And, you know, if we wake up to see the true light of what he's speaking to us and what he's trying to get us to see, you know what I'm saying? When we couldn't see when we was in darkness, then everything will be like peace and just joy and excitement and clear understanding of things. You know what I'm saying? The only way a person can have the best experience through life is having clear understanding of the things that they get into in life. You know what I'm saying? And like what our Father tried to give us is clear understanding of life to the best of his ability for us. You know what I'm saying? And as long as we get that clear understanding from him, then we can walk in the true light of how Messiah walked in. You know what I'm saying? So lately I've been reading, you know what I'm saying? I've been seeing the Bible in a way to where it's like it's very different. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm starting to see it, like, visually. Like, if my wife read, I can see it visually. I can't see it visually by myself right now, but I can see it visually as she read. You know what I'm saying? And I could just see everything that our Father is saying. And it's like, it's so different. You know what I'm saying? And I thank him for it, and I give him glory for it because, you know, I know that he's raising me up to another level, you know? And another thing is, when you look at individuals in the Bible, they're all different in their own ways. You know what I'm saying? But the ones that is of the Father Yahweh, you know, they all stand in his laws and commandments. So we see the discipline of them, we see the obedience of them, we see the righteousness and the holiness of them, the charitableness of them, the love of them. You know what I'm saying? The care, everything, their whole thinking process, we see it. You know what I'm saying? Because you see how they move with our Father as they start developing through their journey. You know what I'm saying? So that's the same way we have to be. So as you're reading about these individuals, you start to see how they elevate. And we're going to do the same. So what it is like you'll see like Jeremiah. So as many Jeremiahs out here in the world, but you got to understand who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like when we read about Yeshua, we are the body of Yeshua. You see what I'm saying? Because he came and died for all our sins. So we are the body of Yeshua because none of us can do what Yeshua did. You know what I'm saying? That was for him. That's what he did. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's the Messiah. He's the salvation. You know what I'm saying? So that's why he came and did what he did to accomplish all that wasn't done. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it takes all of us to accomplish things that will be better than him, like he said, because of Mother Rock, the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? So not one person can accomplish all that Yeshua did because he's the Messiah. Papa chose him to be the Messiah for us. You know what I'm saying? For Israel. So what is going on is basically you got Job. It's people like Job's out there. It's people like Jeremiah's out there. It's people like Nehemiah's out there. It's people like David out there. You know what I'm saying? It's people like Abraham out there, like Sarah, like Jedidiah, You know what I'm saying? Joel, it's like Peter, Paul, it's many of us out here, you know what I'm saying? And when we read, we got to figure out, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with them so we can see what's going on with us. You see what I'm saying? Because how the Father used them is the same way he's going to use us. You know what I'm saying? So once you understand it, it's like, man, like I relate to, let's say I feel like I relate to Jeremiah and Nehemiah. You know what I'm saying? And because when I read about them, I could see it. You know what I'm saying? Like I could just see it because how the Father grew me to understand myself based on who he is and how he made me understand who I am. And based on me reading about them, I could see that, you know what I'm saying, I relate to those two. You know what I'm saying? So it's many other people that relate to Jeremiah and Nehemiah out there. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. It's certain people who we relate to in the Bible, but we all relate to Yeshua because that's why he came to do the ultimate repayment for us. You see what I'm saying? So it's many people like Moses, it's many people like Aaron, you know what I'm saying? You got people out there that's like Solomon, you know what I'm saying? That they, you know what I'm saying, was in the word, well, was of the Father, but then, you know, they lust for women, you know what I'm saying, and wanted riches, well, like, got a proper blessing with riches, but then they lust after women, you know what I'm saying? So it's different. It's Pharaoh's out there. It's Nebuchadnezzar's out there, you know what I'm saying? It's all these people out here. They're out here. That's the spirit still, you know what I'm saying, is out here. So we got to understand, like, what the Father is showing us. Just like when Peter was talking to the seven churches, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if I'm right about this, but the way I was saying it was like that's seven different types of spirits of people. You know what I'm saying? Seven different types of spirits that's in people. You know what I'm saying? And he was warning them, you know what I'm saying, and telling them, you know what, God was you know what I'm saying, going to do. If they was to go get themselves together. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you just start seeing it differently, you know what I'm saying? From the beginning, it's how it is at first, and then like as you start expanding, you know what I'm saying, through the knowledge and wisdom and understanding, the Father start allowing you to see it in a certain way, you know. And yeah, like so he was just warning them and telling them, you know, this is what's going on over here in this particular place. But you got people that the way that he explained those places, you got people that move that way, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's so different, man. It's so different. You know what I'm saying? You got people that move that way, but we have to get to who our Father wants us to be. You know what I'm saying? So all our journeys will be different, but you still will be able to relate to certain people. You know what I'm saying? But we all gonna relate to our Messiah because he's our Messiah, you know what I'm saying? So just like we're going to relate to our Father because he's our Father. But as you see these, the prophets in the Bible, you know what I'm saying? Some of them you're going to relate to. You're like, man, I feel like I'm Jeremiah. Like, I feel like I'm Nehemiah. I feel like I went through this in my life. Or, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, Papa got me on that journey right now. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm learning from how they move, you know what I'm saying? How they understood Father Yahweh, you know what I'm saying? So that way, you know what I'm saying? I stay in line. I stay intact. I ask questions, I move accordingly, you know what I'm saying? So certain things like that, but you may not be a prophet, but you know, you're going through a situation just how they was going through, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Well, y'all will see, man, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to explain, but you'll see exactly what I'm saying. You'll see exactly what I'm saying. So hopefully this helped y'all, man. Hopefully y'all stay inspired, stay motivated to keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? And, just pay attention, man. The more you put God first, the more he's going to put you first for him and he's going to allow blessings to come upon you, to rain upon you. You know what I'm saying? Just like he said he would do for the storehouse. He would allow these gifts to rain upon you and they will start coming in. But, you know, you got to pass the test. You got to pass the trials and the tribulations, the test, everything, man, because it's out there, but you can't see it. You know what I'm saying? Until you see it. So it's not a visual thing to see with this test. It's more of a mental thing to notice, to understand, to comprehend with this test. You know what I'm saying? So as you go through your trials and tribulations, You know what I'm saying? And you understand that blessings will come because of the harvest, and you know what I'm saying, you planted the right seeds, then it will come. You know what I'm saying? Next month in May is the Feast of Weeks, so y'all be prepared for the Feast of Weeks. And it's always in the link in the bio how what day it start, and I try to explain it, you know what I'm saying, to the best of my ability of what it is and you know how it's supposed to be celebrated and everything like that. You know, because the Father want to bless us, and you know we got to give him joy and everything. So the world is not going to tell you about these holy high days, because the world is the world, you know what I'm saying? But once you come to the Father, you start seeing how our fathers were celebrating it, you know. Then you start to understand, like, man, when he took us out of Egypt, this is what he did. When he took us out of here, this is what we did. When he blessed us, this is what we did. You start seeing these days popping up with numbers, you know what I'm saying? And you start seeing the months also, you know what I'm saying? If you got the Sefer Bible, I don't know if it's in the KJV version, but if you got the Sefer Bible, it's in there. And you know what I'm saying? We got to move according, man. We got to stay in the law, stay in the commandments, stay in the Torah, you know what I'm saying? And stay in the high holy days and move according to what the Father want us to move, and not the way the world and Satan want us to move. You know what I'm saying? You want to have a reprobated mind. You want to have a righteous mind, a righteous heart. You know what I'm saying? So you can move according to the Father and his laws, man. So hopefully, man, y'all have peace today. Y'all have joy today, love. And you know what I'm saying? Just be ready. Prepare yourself, you know what I'm saying, for next month, May. You know what I'm saying, for the Feast of Weeks. So therefore, when it comes, it don't catch you, you know what I'm saying, off guard. So that's the reason why I put it out there, so y'all can know, you know, and understand. Because, you know, you just don't want to be lost, man. You don't want to be lost. But yeah, man, hope y'all have a wonderful day. Peace, love, and shalom.